This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. 2020 and its share of abnormality has forced us all to rethink life from what we knew it to be into new, imagined ways of being, of doing business, creating, and connecting people and ideas. Thus, the 2020 987 Women will take a different yet compelling direction to bring you more dynamic and incredible women in leadership, business, and all facets of life in the all-new 2020 987 Women Leadership Podcast Series throughout the month of August. Find out as we engage 20 of South Africa's finest women to reflect on their personal, anecdotal, and epiphanic moments of becoming through these riveting conversations.
Find solutions that are bespoke to your environment. Localize your solutions.
In this case of uncharted water, stay being a realist. And being a realist means that believing that one day this thing will pass.
For more, visit power987.co.za. Hashtag 987 Woman.
At 12 minutes past 8, Power Breakfast on Power 98.7. Still welcome those tweets and those calls. So, since it's a women's thing, can I just gracefully go warm up your tea?
My coffee. I warmed up my coffee. You know that I warm up my coffee 3 times in every show. But I warmed
same
up
cup.
My coffee. Yeah,
same cup.
Same cup, 3 times.
That's the weirdest thing ever.
I got reasons.
Same cup. So, do you want
to... It is my pleasure. Absolutely. Yeah. Our commercial manager joins us in studio now, Sibongile Kanqwa, to announce something so exciting for us ladies, specifically as we celebrate Women's Month, as we acknowledge the beauty and the power of women across South Africa. Sibongile, what do we have for women this month?
Good morning, Power
Good
Breakfast,
morning.
And our powerful power listeners as well. I'm always excited to be here with you guys.
Because you always come with something.
Yes.
I mean, you're starting to become Mama Claus. I ain't judging.
Right?
Right.
I always come bearing gifts.
Yep.
And this time around, of course, it's Women's Month. Mm-hmm. Officially kick-started Women's Month yesterday. But as you know, in true power fashion, we are all about women throughout the year.
Yeah.
But in August, we definitely do pronounce, you know, our messaging around, you know, having women take center stage in the arena and taking up space. And this month is no exception, except, you know, Faith, you know that it's a different time in the world.
COVID times.
And of course, we've had the 987 Women initiative for many, many years.
Yeah.
And it will be no different this year, except we've thought of other ways in which we can also reimagine and extend the 987 Women property as a radio station. And we thought, okay, usually we have about 3 days where we bench, you know, presenters and powerful women, the finest of South Africa's women, take on the airwaves.
One of the most amazing weeks on
it's
the radio.
Incredible. It's incredible. It's incredible.
The most amazing
it really
weeks.
Is yeah. It really is. And I mean, we'll be making some announcements around that initiative, but to really launch and to soft land in this Women's Month, and to also articulate and really live up to our brand promise that we constantly want to keep our listeners inspired, moved, to really have content that's relatable, that also responds to the climate, but also to not just have 3 fleeting days of a woman's campaign, but to have conversations that are really charged at really, you know, pronouncing and accentuating the role of women in our society. Over 20 days this year, we are launching the inaugural 987 Women Leadership Conversations podcast series. And I mean, here also the thinking for us was, you know, there are women in this country who are just going about it silently, but they're such a big deal. So it's just people, you know, that you will only know if you belong in those ecosystems. The rest of, you know, traditional media isn't talking about these women, and these stories aren't making it to the forefront.
Yeah.
So how do we bring them to the forefront? And how do we also give them space to ventilate without any interruptions, and to really own and tell their own stories from their vantage point? But also a big thing for us, and the listener will experience this. Each lady has been so intentional about their journey, has been so intentional about how they respond to one or the other social or socioeconomic or political, or whatever the case may be, issue in this country. And they have been deliberate and solutions orientated in how they tackle that. But also These are women who understand that the personal intersects with the professional.
Yeah.
So you bring yourself to your work, and you have to extrapolate from your human experience, your own lived experience, because that's what catalyzes meaningful work. So that's exactly what we've been about.
So this will be going on for a whole month.
The whole month, for the 20 working days of
a month August. Long of inspiring conversations.
Incredibly inspiring.
Yeah. You know, candid, I would imagine.
If very candid, vulnerable, very vulnerable,
inspiring, you know.
Absolutely. Girls being girls, it's girl talk. But also so many themes. I mean, from education to leadership to mental health as a leader, as a C-suite, as a business executive, when COVID hits and the world isn't as you knew it, and then you regress into a depressive, a slope, what do you do? You know, and these women talk to us about pushing through all of those dynamics that aren't, you know, only reserved for
names.
Before we get to the names, you're getting way excited. I know you're getting a bit too excited for that. But I think the beauty about it is the fact that I think we need to stress the fact that these are conversations that get to live on. So it's not just within the 20 days. Mm. These are conversations that live on forever. So in other words, if I want to switch on and I'm feeling demotivated in December, I can still receive that podcast.
Exactly.
You understand? And get inspired.
Exactly.
And I think that's the important part. These are just, it's easy to have conversations, but when their conversations exist even outside of that period, it becomes so powerful as a reference point now of life, right?
Exactly.
I'm going through this right now. I need to be inspired. I need to know someone speaks to me in my heart and my reality.
Mm.
Who is that? And to know that they can tune into a power and download that podcast. You know what I'm saying?
It's incredibly wonderful. It's like this utility tool that you've got at your disposal. And to really go listen into someone sharing their own story.
Mm.
So they're not posturing themselves as experts on life, but they're telling us how they've done it.
Mm.
Their weaknesses, their shortcomings, their failures, their vulnerabilities, their fears, their milestones. They also own them proudly.
Mm.
And they're also quite eloquent in how they articulate their stories. So I'm quite excited.
Yep, and now that
okay,
note,
can I go to names now?
Go to the names.
So another wonderful thing about this is that we're gifting the power listener with this, offering that we hope will fill up everybody's cups. So we're not going to give you a list of names. Each day you have to be tuned into Power Breakfast at this time, 10 past 8, because every day I'm going to come and tell you who is the leading lady of the day. So each day I'm going to introduce you to the woman that you can go and indulge yourself with the long format podcast on our website.
So did you bring somebody with today?
So I've got somebody today because we officially launched today. And we launched with such an incredible woman. So I don't know if you're familiar with what happened a few weeks ago on Power Talk on Algin Sampier's show, but there was a conversation about the importance to start building our own schools that respond to our own communities and socioeconomic environments.
Mm.
And the conversation really was a winner, and our listeners were so involved and they wanted to roll their sleeves up and be part of that project because it became so apparent to everyone that we've got to be the solution.
Mm.
And this lady that we are launching with today has done that. She created her own school many years ago. It's based in Centurion. It's the Arrow Academy. It employs about 32 staff members. It's got about 320 learners.
Beautiful.
Alternative learning for children who are not traditionally made for the classroom, but who are creative, who are visual learners. And she created that school, an alternative solution.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's the CEO of the Nalibali Trust as well. Again, bringing in her own context of having been born and raised in a rural environment where substandard education was the norm. And really resisting that that idea and notion in this country that education and the best kind of education is reserved for people who live in economic epicenters, who have resources.
Mm.
And she's seeking to really bridge that literacy divide, that socioeconomic divide, that digital divide in communities that are marginalized and underprivileged. So it gives me great pleasure to announce that our first woman who will be indulging us in the first episode of the 987 Women Leadership Conversations podcast series is Yandiswa Khagaza, the CEO of the Nalibali Trust. But let me not speak some more because she can tell us for herself how this experience was and what we can look forward to.
Good morning, Yandiswa.
Morning.
I mean, what a great introduction. With an introduction like that, I would think that's it. You know, job done.
No, absolutely. So yeah. I took a minute there to pause. I thought, oh my goodness, what a beautiful introduction. Thank you so much for having me.
So what can we expect? I mean, this is so beautiful to watch women in leadership positions, women who are, you know, telling their own stories, being relevant, showing the process to that promise that you wanted. What can we expect from you?
Oh, the conversation, firstly, I must say that it's such a beautiful initiative to take time out to really share our insights, our journey, what we've learned, you know, in our journey. But really the takeaway for me is Swangile really helped in the conversation, and we came to realize, hopefully together, that we are indeed the ones we have been waiting for. Mm. You know, that we might be faced with these big systemic problems that really sit beyond our reach. But we can always, you know, contribute towards making South Africa a better country. You know, if not for this generation, then for the one that will come after us. And this is through small incremental acts that will eventually add up. And also through collaboration and believing that we can offer something and believing in ourselves and our skill set. That was really, for me, sort of the main takeaway for myself. But what listeners can look forward to is really the authenticity, the depth, and the process and the journey of each individual lady. Specifically for me, I'm in the education space, particularly agitating for quality education within the system.
You know, yes,
please go ahead.
When we're talking about, you know, taking ownership in those spaces, because you are literally a pioneer when it comes to the education space. I mean, when we're listening to that conversation that was held on Alton St. Pierre's show, various individuals in pockets of society were coming on board and saying, we want to help, we want to help. But you've taken it a step further and you said, I want to manifest. And you actually manifested that, which you wanted to. As a Black woman in this country that is spearheading, that is pioneering innovation and doing it differently, how has that journey been for you? What does it mean to you?
Incredibly empowering, and really the lesson has been that start, right? Your idea does not have to be absolutely perfect for you to actually begin the process. And as you start, you will learn that there are so many other people who are there to really help you in your journey, who will roll up their sleeves to assist you in your vision. And for me, again, it was all about excel at what you do, and show up in your most authentic self as well. Because I think what's incredibly important for women is that we need to begin redefining the spaces we occupy, redefining the rules as we know them, you know, creating a norm that enables women to occupy spaces as holistic people, right? I should be comfortable enough to show up as a mother, a wife, a sister, a business owner, a CEO, a friend. Women need not show up with these single-sided parts of who they are in order for them to advance in their careers or to be taken seriously.
Yandisa, let me be a typical man and spoil the fun here. So
spoil the party.
Yeah, spoiling the party. But yeah, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you. And we're definitely looking forward to the conversation. Sports, before you go, so the podcast, is it available?
It's going to be shortly available now that we've announced. So our listeners can definitely make their way to our website, 987.co.za, to download an hour worth of brilliance from Yandiswa.
Oh, this is just so beautiful there. There we go. Ladies, and I think not even just ladies, men as well. Gentlemen, join in
absolutely
on the conversation. There's so much to learn.
We can learn a lot.
You can learn a lot.
This is the classroom. This is the masterclass.
That's it.
Sit back and listen.
There we go. 8:25 is your time. Looking forward to that. Make sure that you also download the podcast if you go onto our website.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.